How's it going, everybody?
Sorry.
Springtime allergies. So, Brian Flores, former head coach of the Miami Dolphins, is suing the NFL for basically racial discrimination, but at the same time, though, it's a very complicated, very gray, but also very damning to go through. And I don't know all the details, but I'm going to give you guys a quick rundown. Enjoy the ad. Okay, so Brian Flores is an NFL coach, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. He was fired after a very surprising move, because it was I think they went 1-5, and then the team went on like a 7-game winning streak, and then they missed the playoffs by like one game. The suit is that he filed was basically saying that the NFL, because there's 32 team, yeah, 32 teams. There's 1.5 black head coaches. There's tons of black coaches in the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator positions. The league is, I want to say, 70% black in terms of players. However, there's, I don't know the number offhand of administrators. I don't know, like, how many, like, GMs. But you also hear about that there's certain guys that never get job offers. Like, hey, Jim Caldwell didn't get any job offers. Louis Riddick, even though he's been great on ESPN, and I think he won a Super Bowl with, I'm trying to think what team he GM'd into the ship, but, like, Louis Riddick doesn't get job offers. Or, but I don't know enough about those situations and those personalities, because, like, it's very easy to say, well, they're black, so they're not getting the opportunities. It's very easy to say that. And there's probably some truth to that, because I feel like the majority of the owners are very old, and there's a good old boy network involved here, because in football, there's, especially in ownership, there's a strong opposition to trying new things. They still measure first downs with chains. All right, where do they start at? Where do they need to go? End of the chain? Ball didn't make it there? Okay. Like we can't get, like, a chip or something that just, like, knows if it crossed the plane? You're telling me that's impossible? The billions of dollars that they make every year, they don't have a system set up so that they just know where the ball is on the field at all times. So, and then I can't speak for other organizations, but Brian Flores named organizations like the Denver Broncos, New York Giants. I know there was a third one in there that was involved, but the New York Giants has, I don't want to say a history, but it's a very particular criticism that they've only had one black quarterback have one start. And now, mind you, that it's very simple to say that. It's like, oh, the answer must be racism, but discrimination. It's, like, definitely discrimination, but it may not be entirely racially based. The Giants at the time, because it was Geno Smith that was the quarterback that got the start. Geno Smith was a better quarterback than Eli Manning at the time. However, Eli Manning was in the twilight of his career, and he was like a second son to the ownership. And also, he was the guy that won them two Super Bowls against Tom Brady, So, the ownership messed it all up. It's as simple as that, because they bring in Ben McAdoo after they get rid of Tom Coughlin. They should have just kept Tom Coughlin around, kept Eli with him, and then, like, whatever way they decide to like end it all together. Get rid of Coughlin, get rid of I think Jerry Reese, I think, was the GM at the time. Like, get rid of Jerry Reese, get rid of Tom Coughlin, get rid of Eli at the same time. But they didn't do that. They were like, well, let's get Eli a new head coach. Well, we fired Jerry. Let's see if this works for a year. Or I forget the order. I think Jerry Reese got fired first. Then it was Tom Coughlin. Then they brought in Ben McAdoo. And then that didn't work. And then they brought in Daniel Jones. And they brought in Mike Shurmur. And then that didn't work. Then they brought in Joe Judge. That didn't work. So the Giants, I was listening to New York radio one time, and there was this one guy who, I want to say it was either Dominican, or I'm trying to remember how he identified, but he said the Giants are not racist. They would have like a black quarterback if he was the best one. To which the host of the show responded, when you say black quarterback, are you talking about like a pocket passer, or are you talking about like a new kind of quarterback that's mobile and whatnot? It was like, ooh. The Giants are set in their ways that they want a pocket passer that hangs back, throws. They don't want the run-first quarterback. They don't want the mobile quarterback. Even though they have it with Daniel Jones, that he's not mobile, but he's not run first. Well, either way, and the Giants like went on the record and said they would not bring in Colin Kaepernick as a quarterback because they would not want the. That's another thing too. Teams do not want distractions, period. They do not want, if you're, like, a national headline, everything you do, like, makes the front pages, and then, it's not football, it's, like, it killed Tim Tebow, and it, like, definitely, killed Tim, Colin Kaepernick's career. So, the Giants are named in the suit. Apparently, Brian Flores was being interviewed for the head coaching job, and supposedly he told it's your job to lose. Now, I don't know like the validity of that. I also know that there's something in the NFL that was like it was a step to. Sort of deal with like the prospect of prejudice. So the NFL has something called the Rooney Rule. Now, the Rooney Rule is if you're interviewing for head coaches, you have to have at least one minority head coach interview for the job so that it's not as simple as, all right, we fired this old white guy. We have a new young white guy out there that we really like. But the rule makes sense. However, the unintended consequence of the rule is that there are interviews that happen that are bullshit. I forget who the coach was, but he was asked to come in and interview for a job, and he was like, I know I'm not getting the job. I'm not going to be your token Negro interview. And find somebody else. And I've heard it defended before in that, like, even if it's a set thing that they're not getting the job, the experience of interviewing, and also teams do interviews with different people just so that they get a sense of themselves. It's like looking into the mirror, whether or not they actually believe it, or they're asking the right questions or asking the right people is a different matter. But it's like, hey, you were on a team that beat us twice this year. How'd you do it? It's like, oh, easy. You guys have this problem, that problem, who knows? Now, Brian Flores apparently interviewed for the job, but the guy that they hired for GM was in Buffalo, and it happens all the time. You have these guys that are, I'll give you an example with the Jets. John Idzik comes to the Jets. He has to keep Rex for 1 year. First year, they decide to bring him back because it worked. However, second year, Idzik torpedoes everything by just like, he's like, all right, we're going to have cap for next year. We're not going to win this year. And by the way, because we're not going to win this year, Rex will be gone. So I'm going to bring in my guy who most likely would have been Dan Quinn, who went on to coach in Atlanta and coach in defensive coordinator. I think he's a head coach again. I'm not sure where. So Dan Quinn, that's the other thing too. Coaches, if you can prove that you can win, you will get multiple opportunities. However, if you don't win enough to be allowed to be an asshole, it follows you around. There's this gray area where it's like, okay, I know this guy wins, but I also know, I think Bill Parcells was kind of like this in that, I know this guy wins, but I also know this guy, after a few years, he wants to get the hell out of town. So Brian Flores, this is the thing that even, because Brian Flores is suing the NFL, you saw this happen with the Washington football team. The Washington football team, anything that was related to the case got brought in as evidence. This is called discovery in a suit. And in the discovery phase, John Gruden's emails comes out, which that cost him a job. That was another thing too. Let's take John Gruden for example. John Gruden won two Super Bowls with two different teams, and then he goes behind the camera for the media. Yeah, I think he works at ESPN for 10 years. He hasn't coached a football team in 10 years, but Mark Davis wants John Gruden so bad that he offers him, I think it was $10 million for 10 years. It's a $100 million coaching job. So, in the meantime, I'm sure there was plenty of black head coaches or candidates that would have done a better job than John Gruden did, because John Gruden, even though the Raiders were a great team this year, they were slowly building up, and I think they did a better job without John Gruden once John Gruden was gone, but I can't speak to the coaching job, because clearly they got better while he was there over time, and that's the other thing too. The NFL is one of those leagues where, all right, we bring in a new head coach, we bring in a couple key players, we go from 3-14 now. I'm 3-13. I'm used to saying 3-13. They go from 3-13, 3-14 to 9-8, or 9-8. It's 17 games this year, so they go a game over 500. Because the great thing about the 17 game season now is that unless you tie, even if you tie, you still can't go 500. So. You cannot go 500 in this league unless the game gets canceled, which, by the way, Corona has been so possible. So possible. But this is the thing that is really going to be interesting, because Miami wanted to tank because they wanted one of the better quarterbacks that was coming out. Now, Brian Flores said, go Justin Herbert, and then everyone else said, go Tua, because Tua is the bigger name, the flashier name, but listen, it could be as easy as just seeing the things happen. However, you don't know. Like, the amount of college quarterbacks that were awesome in college, that failed in the NFL, that is a very long list. The number of college quarterbacks that were okay in college, played in nowhere schools, that list, I mean, it's, I don't know which one's bigger, to be perfectly honest with you. I couldn't tell you. I know that you have like examples of quarterbacks, Tom Brady, fifth round draft pick, 201st pick. Russell Wilson, third round pick. Trying to think of who else. Like, there are services, like Mike White, I think set the record for offense for the Jets. I don't think he might have been. Hell, Kirk Cousins, fourth round pick. There are quarterbacks that, are great. Lamar Jackson was the first round, but last pick of the round. Ravens traded up back into the first round to get him. It's worked out pretty good for them. I mean, compared to what they had with Joe Flacco, even though he had one Super Bowl, like, they've been competing for playoffs spots for years now. Like, Patrick Mahomes went 15th. Think about that. Ben McAdoo wanted Patrick Mahomes. So these coaches, even though, like, because they have a losing record, we think the coaches are idiots. However, there's so many egos, there's so many things, there's so many, people involved in the decision-making process. Like, you could have an organization that has a GM, a coach, the scouting department, everybody just say to themselves, you know, this is a really good candidate. This is a really, really good candidate. Then you have an owner comes in and is like, we're taking this guy. He's so awesome. It's like, yeah, he's a project. It's like, no, he's made for this. He'll hit the ground running. It's like, yeah, but what about if you don't draft him, you're fired. It's like, oh, fuck. So I could totally see that happening. I could totally see everybody in the room being like, well, I don't want to get fired. But the problem is, though, if you do that, I think GMs get a pat. All right, hell, I'll give you an example. The Giants. The Giants took a running back with the second overall pick to get Saquon Barkley. Now, I want to say this is the draft where Justin Herbert was right there, or I'm trying to think who else. Or no, maybe it was Jones. Or I'm trying to think. The Giants, between ownership and football operations, God damn it. Like, drafting wrong sets your team back so many goddamn years. Because if it works, like, if you need something and the best available player is not something you need, sure, it'll help out, but, like, Giants have been trying to fix their offensive line for 6 years. 6 years! Like, they've drafted people, they've signed people, they've done everything. They've, how many idiots in a row just fail? So, anyway, Brian, this is the thing that is going to be really damning because of recent developments. Brian Flores says, and apparently there's a witness to it, that the owner of the Dolphins offered him $100,000 per loss. Now, this, no matter what, is an incentive. So you're incentivizing losing. Now, a team can tank. A coach is hired to do the best he can with what he has, to play to win the game. Herm Edwards, my favorite drop of his. You play to win the game. So, Dolphins want a tank so they can get a good draft spot, and like they want a top draft pick for their quarterback. Now Brian Flores is like, I'm not losing, because a coach that gets paid to lose is, it's like how you can't extract that from the losses. Because let's say your game-winning situation, you're on the 10-yard line, they have a defense where, like, if you run it, you're not going anywhere, but if you throw the ball, you're getting a touchdown, you're winning the game. Like, you can't extract, like, the poor decision-making and the tanking in that moment, especially if you're paid to lose. And the NFL just got into bed with all of the bettors. All the betting money out there, they're like, fine, like, well, we're good. Like, but here's the problem, though. If you're going to allow betting, you also have to have the integrity of the game be unquestionable. Unquestionable. If there's even a hint of a referee point shaving, or a quarterback, which, by the way, I don't know why they would do this, but making money, well, a quarterback would be in a perfect position to do it. It's like, ooh, I overthrew that one a little bit. Oh, I didn't see you over there. I just put $1 million down on a parlay where it's like, this guy's going to get like this many yards. We're going to score touchdowns, we're gonna lose. Like the integrity of the game has to be unquestionable if you're gonna be even remotely involved with betting. Because if the NFL comes out that like games are not on the up and up, like they've been called racist before, but if they come out as like not tanking, but games with no integrity, this suit has always been considered something of like a nuclear option. because if it's one of those, if it's not for money and it's for, like, we will have our day in court, the amount of fallout that could come out of this would be, like, I could see at least one owner losing his team. I could see that happening right now. So, we'll see what happens in a year. Sorry for me rambling, but this is a complex one. I don't have all the facts, and it just happened, just broke a couple days ago. So, peace.